maranaiti.
I pray that you'll shape this church.
Mvavaka kumbatena anova nau antifengula ntiara kantina itiavanao azy.
Help us to bring our practices in line with your word.
Apiu izaia piatra ni fumba fanaonay araka ni soratra masina.
As Christians, we want to do the things you teach us to do.
Ama kristiana nay de tianao zay nzavatra ampianarinao tokony ataonay.
We want to believe rightly and we want to act rightly.
Te ino izay araka ny tokony ho izy ary te ie anao etsika izay araka ny tokony ho izy.
Give us faith today.
Omeo finoana izay androany.
So that we can put your word into practice.
Mba hahafahanay mampiatra ny teninao.
In Jesus' name.
Ao amin'ny anaran'i Jesosy.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm most likely going to preach the same message at every meeting today.
Ye ni turten zay utoriko androany de utoriko amin'ny fivoriana anakitelo amin'ity androany ity mitovy daholy.
Because the message today explains something of what we do as Christians.
Satria ny afatra zay hozaraiko androany dia manazava ny zavatra zay ataontsika amin'ny kristianina antsika.
We're going to look at the teachings on laying on of hands.
Ijerintsika na ibanjina ny fampianarana momba ny fametrahatanana.
Laying on of hands is something that believers do.
Le fametrahatanana dia zavatra ataon'ny mpino.
But we don't always understand why.
Dia nefa mety tsy mahatakatra foana tsika hoe inona ny antony ao ambadik'izay.
Thankfully, you don't always have to understand why. In order for God to do a miracle, He can still do work. But it helps for us to know that there's a theological or scriptural basis for what we do.
So
as we're going through Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 to 2 and 3,
de amintsika ilay mande mamakivaky ny hebreo toko fahenina andiny voalohany sy faharoa ary ny fahatelo ihany koa.
We seeing there are six foundational teachings.
De mahitsika andreo fampianarana fototra anakenina.
And these are considered basics that we should all know.
De ireo de ataontsika hoe abidia abidim-pianarana na hoe fototra tokony ho fantatrantsika.
The writer to the Hebrews says we should be going towards maturity, going onwards.
Then panuratra ny Hebreo dia nanoro hevitra hoe tokony andeha hitombo amin'ny fahamatorana isika.
And says the beginning foundation is repentance from dead works.
Then lazy izy hoe ny fiatombohan'ny fototra dia ilay hoe fibebahana hahafahana amin'ny asa maty.
Faith towards God.
Finoana an'Andriamanitra.
Instructions about baptisms.
Ary fampianarana ny amin'ny fisasana.
Laying on of hands.
Ny fametrahatanana.
The resurrection of the dead.
Ny fitsanganana amin'ny maty.
And eternal judgment.
Ary fitsarana mandrakizay.
And we're looking at each of these in turn.
Dia jerentsika antsiraidray izy ireo.
We looked at repentance from dead works.
Efa jerentsika hitantsika ny fibebahana amin'ny asa maty.
Faith towards God.
Ny finoana an'Andriamanitra.
Baptism,
ni batisa,
in its different forms.
Ary ireo karazany endrika maro isan-karazany amin'ny batisa.
And next in the list is laying on of hands.
De ny manaraka ao amin'ilay lista de ilay hoe fametrahatanana.
It's foundational.
Tena fototra.
Have you ever seen it happen?
Efa nahita nizany nitranga ve nareo?
When, where, how?
Hoe taiza tamin'noviana dia amin'ny fomba ahoana?
Why would we put our hands on someone?
De maninontsika no hoe mametraka ny tanantsika amina olona anankiray?
I mean, I'm from my ancestry is from England and they keep a big space between one another. You don't touch me, I don't touch you.
Ye ny ankimma manokana de izy manana ny razambeany anglisy avy any Angletera de zareo sarbidy aminazy le espace hoe alo mba isy efitra kely mba tsy aza mifanakaiky loatra aza kasikasiana.
When they go to the market,
rehefa mandeha any an-tsena zareo,
they stand in line.
De mandeha ohatrany mijoro de misy espace tsara na hoe misy efitra.
And if the vegetables and things are there,
raha ohatra ka ery ananany ery ny legioma,
they'll wait till that person's finished and then that person steps aside and then they go forwards.
De avelany zareo hoe akan'izay azona laina rehetrarehetra le olona teo alohaaloha zay vao mandeha mandroso izy de makany anazy ihany koa.
If you're at the market here,
fa raha ohatra ka amin'ny tsena atitsika
This guy's busy shopping.
I'll
come and I'll also shop there.
And
here, as we make contact,
no one minds.
It's okay. If you do that in South Africa, to a white person, he will think you're attacking him. And in fact, in scripture, the term laying on hands, when it says they laid their hands on him, it often means they attacked him.
Like,
if I lay my hands on you, the parent threatens the child. If I lay my hands on you, it means if I beat you, so laying on hands can mean you beat someone up. And you'll find that in scripture. But no, don't do that. That one's not part of our practice. But there are six other ways that you can lay on hands. And these are important. And they are personal. I mean, if you put your hands on somebody, there is something personal happening. And in scripture we see laying on of hands is important. These are the six ways. I'm going to list them and then just give you scripture for each one. Laying on of hands happened a lot in the Old Testament ceremonies. For removing sin, for transferring sin. Another way it was practiced was for the conferring of a blessing. In the New Testament we see it for receiving the Holy Spirit. For imparting a gift. Also, it accompanied prayer for healing. And when someone was set apart or ordained or commissioned. So, understanding laying on of hands begins with Leviticus chapter 16 verse
20.
And we'll read verse 20 to 22.
Leviticus 16:20. Ary fa vita ny fanavotana ho an'ny fitoerana masina sy ny trano lay fiaonana ary ny altara dia hampanatonony ny osilavelona dia hapetraka arona amin'ny lohan'ny osilavelona ny tanany roa ka hekeny eo amboniny ny eloky ny zanak'Israely rehetra sy ny fahadisoany rehetra dia ny fahotany rehetra dia ametraka izany eo amin'ny lohan'ny osilahy izy ka hampandeha azy ho entin'ny lehilahy voatendry hakany anefitra ary ho entin'ny osilahy ho any anefitra ny eloka izy rehetra dia alefany any ny osilahy.
This account of the scapegoat was very well known to Israel.
Ity tantara momba ny osilahy izay hitondra ny fahotana ity dia fantatry ny Israely tsara.
Bible commentators look at this verse in Hebrews and say this is probably what the writer to the Hebrews was thinking about.
De ni panau fanadetina na wef panau komentaran mumba ni paipulia de na tam zareum zir ni ebreu tukfa nyom ni ebreu te uzizi we iti zavata vosura tom levit kustukfa na bin full timitia muzavata voresaka awanatan ni sign le panuratni we a ebreu.
As a doctrinal progression, it's beautiful.
Am lewe firusuna araput papianarana de tena tsara tare tena tsara be mintsy.
If you think about the verse in Hebrews,
rehefa mahasoaraitsaintsika ny andinin-tsoratra masina ao amin'ny Hebreo,
repentance from dead work,
la hoe fifonana na hoe fibebahana avy amin'ny asa maty,
faith towards God,
finoana makany amin'andriamanitra, finoana an'andriamanitra,
so you're believing,
zany hoe mino ianao,
you're repenting,
efa nibebaka,
you're turning away from trying to save yourself and turning towards God, putting your trust in Him.
If anan mela musna le fumba fa na unawe yeza kam munzen tena na wan fa mitud kwa kani amna jemanta armameta kan fitkisa na wan.
You've become a Christian.
Lasa Christian.
And you get baptized.
Armato batisa.
First into Christ's death and then into water to symbolize that.
De voluani ato omni fafatesan Christia de avewa omni ranwa ba newa anzai zavatevan tang zai voluani ato omni batisan Christia de avewa batisan omran.
And then comes the picture of laying on of hands.
De et tungale omle suele sare na krewe fametra atanan.
Which is the picture of your sins being taken away by this scapegoat.
Lay saria maneu an lay fautana wa lasan lay usla zentundra lay fautana na kaninift.
It's like saying, once you've become a Christian, your sins have really been removed.
De takani laza le izwe refa lasa Christian ne nao de tena noesurna tateraka ni fautana.
Just like when Israel used to go and the priest put his hands on that goat.
Takani Israele ande lay psurna nametra kantanania yewam lay usla.
And the sins of the people were all put on that goat.
Then fautan nyula reta reta napetaka tao amlay uslayo.
And the goat was sent out of the camp into the wilderness.
De alefa ande andusa makani amni tanihaya ni ilay usla.
It's another picture of Jesus' work.
De takan sare na kraya niamnyasan Jesus la is.
He was accused, he was beaten, and he was driven outside the city.
Izia la numeluana de tena na nuetna ni voka ivelantanan.
And he took our sins upon him.
De nuetna ni fautatik.
And he died outside, cast out.
De mat tani tane velantani zotnoi nasurna niala tamle tanana mit.
That's the primary picture
zai lai sari voluan
that the writer to the Hebrews probably had in mind when he was writing about laying on of hands.
De zai no sar voluan tao anatin lai panuratan ni Hebreu tuk fayenna andin voluan katram faru yuan refananuratan lewe mumban fameta atanan is de zai tao anatin sain.
So repentance from dead works
zanwe fifungana am nafibebana am nyasamat
faith toward God
fununan andremant
baptism,
batisa,
your sins are removed,
ni fautanao ni surna,
and the next teaching will be resurrection from the dead.
Den fampianarana manaraka de leo fitsanganana amin'ny maty.
It's like a nice, beautiful progression of understanding salvation.
Otrany mahafinaritra be mitsy ilay firosoana ilay fahatakarana ny momba ny famonjena ao anatin'ilay fanoratan'ilay mpanoratra anazy.
And so that's the first way you should understand laying on of hands.
Zay zany ny tokony ho fahatakarana ao voalohany an'ilay hoe fametrahatanana eto.
That's actually with Christ at the center as the one on whom our sins were placed. The second way we see laying on of hands is to confer a blessing.
Den faru amin'ny fomba fahitantsika ny fametrahantanana de le hoe fitsofandrana.
I always think of Isaac and Jacob. And how Jacob impersonated Esau and received the blessing from Isaac.
And
it's one of the most It's like a soap opera, like you're watching some TV story.
I mean,
Esau was hairy.
Tanareu Esau fuluin.
Apparently so hairy that he felt like a sheep.
And
while Esau was out in the field, Jacob's mom hatched a plan to get an animal skin and send Jacob in to impersonate Esau.
De tamin'ny saona nandeniaza tany tany nanana tany de lasan'ny mamany Jakoba nandenaka volonondry de napetrany tamin'ny tanany Jakoba mba fahany makataka ny pozipozin'ny tanany Esau.
Isaac is blind.
Isaka teo efa tsy nahita intsony
ny zanako. He's expecting Esau. And so he can't really, he just checks. He checks, is this
Esau? And
Jacob says, yeah, it's Esau.
It's
lying,
Mandank.
Deceiving.
Mamitak.
So it's a whole mess. I mean, it's really wicked.
When
Isaac lays hands on Jacob thinking he's Esau. And imparts a blessing. He pronounces the blessing of the firstborn's birthright. Later Esau comes. And the thing that blows my mind, that really just makes me think, is how Esau pleads with Isaac to receive a blessing. And Isaac says, I'm sorry, it's been given to Jacob. In other words, that act was so significant, it couldn't be undone. And it was enacted, it was carried out by the laying on of hands. And the speaking of that blessing. And then the blessing was given. As literally as if it was something physical. Jacob had it. He couldn't go get it back. It was given.
That
means that this is a very serious thing, laying on hands. It's powerful. It's meaningful. Look at Mark chapter 10. From verse 14 to 16.
Marka tukfa fulu andin fa efatambin fulu katam ni fa yen nambin ful.
This is the place where the children are coming to Jesus.
Ti lai we nyakiz na nantunan Jesus. Marka tukfa fulu andin fa efatambin ful katam fa yen nambin ful. Nefa testa Jesus la na itaizan ka hui istam. Avelongza za natunai. Areza raran. Fa antuazin fanzakan andremant. Lazai kom nareu marna tku. Safat. Nazuv no tsy andray ny fanjakan'Andriamanitra tahaka ny zaza dia tsy hotafiditra amin'ny akory. Ary nitrotro azy izy dia nametra tanana taminy ka nitsotra no azy.
What does Jesus do?
Inona zavatra nataon'i Jesus?
He takes the children in his arms.
Raisiny teny an-tsandry ny zaza.
And lays his hands on them.
Dia nametra tanana amin'izareo.
So it's very specific. You would think that you're already making contact by just picking the child up or taking the child in your arms. But But he did something more recognizable. He blessed them, laying his hands on them. That's what verse 16 shows us. So laying on of hands is demonstrated in the Old and the New Testament as a way to impart blessing.
It
was, thirdly, the act through which the Holy Spirit was given when the apostles prayed for people. Let's look at Acts chapter 8. From 18 to 20.
Asan apostoli tukvavalu andin favalombinfulu katamni faropul. Ar simuna nunait fan fametan ni apostol tananu nanumeza nan fanemasan diantunda vula umenaz kananawe umeuzan faifan zan kuau ba andrain fanemasan izai ulnameta tanan faui petera tam. Aoka ho very mba mitenanao ny volanao satria nataonao fa azo vidimbola ny fanomezan'Andriamanitra.
This guy Simon has a wrong attitude.
Ity razoko ity Simona somary hafahafa ny anazy ny toetrany.
He's a bit of a witch doctor kind of guy. He wants to be able to control things with supernatural power.
Izy karazana mpimasy.
And he recognizes that there's something supernatural happening when the apostles lay on hands. The Holy Spirit is given through the laying on of hands. And he tries to buy that. And Peter says to him, you're trying to obtain the gift of God with money. Therefore referring to the Holy Spirit as a gift. But it's supernatural stuff. We can be pretty sure that the Holy Spirit was coming from God, not from the apostles themselves. In other words, the apostles were laying on hands. But it's not magic hands. It's God who then pours out His Spirit on those people. And Simon saw it the wrong way. But the thing I want you to see is again this impartation is happening at the laying on of hands. It started out very symbolic, like the first one I told you about was the laying hands on a goat, the scapegoat. Which is all symbolism. The second example, the giving or pronouncing of a blessing. You could think, well, it's just words. It's just like a prayer or a good wish. But I showed you how seriously it was taken in that Isaac couldn't change it after he had pronounced the blessing on the wrong guy. But no matter how you rationalize it or how sophisticated you are. You can't deny now that something was actually happening. When the apostles laid their hands on somebody, they received the Holy Spirit. A gift is given. And that is the next example I want to give you now of why we lay on hands. For imparting a gift. Look at 1 Timothy 4 verse
14. Aza tsy mitandrina ny fanomeza pasoavana izay ao anatinao izay nomenanao tamin'ny famananina sy ny fametrahan-tanan'ny loholona.
Timothy received a gift when the council of the elders laid their hands on him.
Timothy nandray an'ilay fanomeza pasoavana tamin'ny ny fikambanan'ny loholona nametra tanana anazy.
Something happened. I don't know what it was.
Tsy haiko hoe inona ilay izy.
It was a gift, but he still had to develop it.
He
was told not to neglect it. I don't know if this is the same gift or a different one, but in 2 Timothy 1 verse
6, ary noho izany dia mampatsiaro anao aho mba hamelomanao ny fanomezam-pasoavana avy amin'Andriamanitra izay ao anatinao tamin'ny fametrahako ny tanako.
So now Paul's saying there's a gift that you received through the laying on of my hands.
De eo I Paul de milaza hoe nisy fanomezam-pasoavana ny raisinao tamin'ny alalan'ny fametrahako tanana taminao.
So whether it's the apostles praying for people to receive the Holy Spirit or a council of elders praying for Timothy,
na reo apostoly izay nametra tanana tamin'ny olona, na reo fikambanan'ny loholona izay nametra tanana tamin'ny Timothy,
or Paul praying for Timothy,
na I Paul mivavaka ho an'ny Timothy,
a gift is given.
Dia nisy fanomezam-pasoavana nomena tao.
That's pretty cool.
Tsy mahafinaritra be.
I mean, you would think we should be doing this more probably. You know, there's something to be given when we have revelation that we have it. Like Peter and John going to the temple and the beggar asking for money. And they say, we don't have any money. But what we have, we give to you. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. And then they reach out and take the guy by the hand. Maybe that was the laying on of hands, but what they knew they had, they knew they could impart to others. And so we see the laying on of hands, fifthly, is involved in prayer for healing.
Angatana fanasitranana.
Look at Mark chapter 5.
Marka toko fahadimy.
Verse 22 and 23.
Dia avy ny anankiray tamin'ny mpanapaka ny sinagoga. Jairo no anarany. Ary rehefa nahita an'i Jesosy izy dia niankohoka teo amin'ny tongony ka niangafatratra taminy hoe marary efa fatiny zanako vavy kely, andere mametrany tananao aminy mba ho sitrany izy ka ho velona.
Also look at Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18.
Ary izao famantarana izao no anaraka izay mino. Hamoaka dimy amin'ny anarako izy. Hiteny amin'ny fiteny izay mbola tsy hainy izy. Hametra tanany handray mena rano izy. Ana dia misotro zava-mahafaty azy izy dia tsy ampaninina azy izany. Hametra tanana marary izy dia hositrana ireny.
They lay their hands on the sick and they recover.
Hametra tanana amin'ny marary dia hositrana ireny.
God says, my daughter's sick, come lay your hands on her so she can be well. In Acts chapter 9, let's look at verse 10 to 12.
Asany apostoly toko fa sivy andiny fa folo ka hatramin'ny roa ambin'ny folo. Ary nisy mpianatra anankiray tany Damaskosy, atao hoe Ananiasy. Ary hoy ny tompo tamin'ny fahitana, ry Ananiasy, dia hoy izy, intia tompo. Ary hoy izy, hoy ny tompo taminy, mitsangana ka mandehana any amin'ny lalana atao hoe Imahintsy, ka izahao ao an-tranon'ny Judasy, izay lehilahy atao hoe Saoly avy any Tarsosy. Fa indro efa mivavaka izy. Ary izy efa nahita lehilahy atao hoe Ananiasy niditra ka nametra tanana taminy mba hahiratra indray ny masony.
So God says to Ananias, go and lay your hands on Paul, well, Saul of Tarsus, and he'll get his sight back.
De teto andriamanitra ny teny tamin'ny Ananiasy hoe ndany ianao mametra tanana ny Paul na hoe Saul avy any Tarsus mba hahafahan'ny fahiratany ny iverina indray.
Something happens when we lay hands on people.
Misy zavatra mitranga rehefa mametra tanana amin'ny olontsika.
You can't be too scientific about this. Because we're talking about spiritual things that transcend the physical universe. The Jews understood this whole process from their history. From the symbolic acts to the actual prayers for blessing, and it flows into the New Testament into supernatural acts of healing. And lastly, we see they used the laying on of hands as a way to appoint or set into office. In Numbers chapter 27,
you
can look at verse 18 to 20.
De afaka jeretsika ao amin'ny Numeri toko fa 27 nandininy faha 28 ka hatramin'ny 20. Ary hoy Jehova tamin'ny Mosesy, alao ho anao Josua zanak'Nuny, lehilahy izay manam-panahy ka ametrao ny tananao izy, ary asaovy mijoro eo anatrehan'ny Eleazara mpisorona sy ny fiangonana rehetra izy ka manidia azy eo imasony ianao. De anomezo azy ny voninahitra ao mba hiainony ny fiangonana dia ny zanak'Israely rehetra azy.
God says specifically, lay your hands on him to appoint him or commission him.
De tena zava tsara mihitsy ny zavatra ny tenin'Andriamanitra tamin'ny Mosesy hoe tena ity olo tia tondroy na hoe tokana.
At another point in time, when Moses is being told to delegate to 70 elders, God says to Moses, take the 70 elders, and when you're appointing them, I will take of the spirit that is on you and put it on them. Now in that exact verse, it doesn't mention laying on hands. But contextually, in terms of what they would be doing, it's the same. It's the moment where they would be laying on hands to a point. And God says, I'm going to take some of the spirit that's on you and put it on these elders. It would appear to me that even leadership commissioning acknowledges the need for God's power to do that, to live out that job. In other words, the laying on of hands is still the same. It's impartational. And interestingly, it seems like scripture suggests when we do this, God, He joins in. He does something when we do something. In other words, it's not magic. It's not in your hands or in the act. But it's in our faith that God is going to participate now in what we're doing. All of these cases have the idea of impartation. And it speaks about the apostles doing healing later in the book of Acts. But it always acknowledges that it's God doing it. While at the same time saying it's the apostles doing it. God did mighty acts through the apostles laying on their hands. It's humbling because God's actually saying, you know what, if you do this, I'll do
this.
Just like anointing someone with oil, the oil is just oil. You can cook with it. You can put it in your car engine. Maybe choose the right oil for your car. We once had no cooking oil, only motor oil. And we took the motor oil and we prayed for the sick. See, there's no power in the oil. But there's power in God. And when we do certain things, as an act of faith, we demonstrate obedience. We do something God says, do that. And then He responds to our faith. We're showing our faith through an obedience and act. It made me think of that king, that official Naaman who had leprosy. And he went outside of his domain. He wasn't a Jew. He went to the Jews looking for help.
De miala tam tanana izy na tamin'ny toerana teo ambany fiadidiana dia nandeha izy nakany amin'ny tanana ny Jews mitady fanampiana.
And he was told he must wash in the Jordan.
Dia nitenenina izy hoe ndany anao misasany amin'ny onon'ny Jordan.
And his pride was offended.
Dia izy tena ohatrany hoe lasa voatohina be ny amin'ny fisaozahony.
Why that pathetic little Jewish river?
There
are much greater rivers in my empire. It wasn't the Jordan that had the power to heal leprosy. It was God who was saying, just do what I tell you. If you'll humble yourself and just do what I tell you. But it's weird.
Yeah,
do I need to lay my hands on someone? I don't like that. Some guys do. Maybe there's extrovert, you know, healing ministers.
Mete misi ulla extravertina otnoe ulla sumari ita ita pesum sauzaupea. Wete na isle manu asfan punam le fanastanan.
Can't wait to find someone to.
Chandun mitse aitana ulla metatanan.
But maybe you're just a shyer person.
Fametwe yenole ulla sumari msitsitsk.
But God says just lay hands on your child when they're sick and pray. Lay hands on that person who has issues when you want to pray for them. Just lay hands on them. Maybe you have a friend and they're struggling and God says pray for them.
Mete manana namana ianao dia tena sahirana anatin'ny fasahiranana zareo dia Andriamanitra miteny anao hoe mametra mivavao anazy.
And you want them to be blessed.
Dia ohatrany hoe tena tianao hotahina zareo.
Lay hands on them and speak those words of blessing.
Mametra tanana amin'izareo dia mitenena an'ireo hoe tena hoe teny miteny tsodrano an'izareo.
There's no magic.
Tsy misy hoe mazimazy.
It doesn't depend on you having the right hands.
Tsy hoe miankina aminao hoe ay tena ao tsara ve le tananao sa tsy ao.
It's just saying, God, I believe you. God, I'm humble enough to put into practice what you tell me to do. We as a church want to be that kind of a people. It's not a big show or a fancy ceremony.
But
it's faith based on the word of God. Believing what God tells us. So now, what am I asking you to do? This doctrine of laying on of hands. Put it to the test one day. Pray for someone who's sick. Lay hands on them. Speak blessing into your son or daughter's life. Lay hands on them. Believe God will do something. And He will. And He does. And He proves Himself time and time again. And sometimes we're so reluctant to engage in the spiritual side of things. But we serve a God who is spirit. And He's powerful. And He's wanting to work in and through our lives. And we know about there's evil out there,
ary fantatsika hoe misy ratsy any ambadika any, misy ilay ratsy,
we get very nervous about that.
Ary dia tena ohatrany hoe mampiahotra ohatra anao zay.
We don't act in faith on the good.
Fa isika antsy hoe mitsara ihany no ampiasantsika finoana.
If I had to ask, when last did you lay hands on somebody?
Raha ohatra ka anontany anao ahako hoe ovina ny fotoana farany nametrahanao tanana olona?
Maybe you thought that was only for the priest to do.
Dia mety hoe mieritreritra ianao hoe ho an'ny mpisorona na ho an'ny olona voatokana ihany no manao an'izany.
What do you think the Bible means when it says we are a royal priesthood?
That the
body of Christ is a kingdom of priests. That there isn't really two categories of Christian, an ordained one and everybody else. But that we're all meant to minister the love of God. And God has given you a blessing. And He's saying, give it to others. And the way you're going to give it to them is through your hands. And through your mouth when you speak words that bring life. So let us be a people who live this doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We don't want to be those who just look and then forget. So I pray, God, in your time you would create opportunities for us. To put this into practice. To lay hands on someone who's sick. Or pray for someone to be blessed. And we would lay our hands on them. Knowing you are a great and mighty God ready to operate through our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You're welcome to have some tea and coffee.